In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave me of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your gentle and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray to you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent and bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful me.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We chant the introit and the insert for the first Sunday in Advent.
Behold, your King is coming to you, righteous and having salvation.
Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given his light to shine upon us. By the festal sacrifice with corns, up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins, and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday in Advent is from Isaiah chapter 2. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. It shall come to pass in the latter days, But the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains. It shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. And many people shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide disputes for many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant Psalm 122 responsibly, whole verse by whole verse.
I was glad when they said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord. Jerusalem built as a city that is bound firmly together. Of David. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers.
Sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, The Lord needs them, and he will send them at once. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, Say to the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road. Others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And when he had entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, Who is this? And the crowd said, This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee. This is the gospel of the Lord.
We confess the Nicene Creed on page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing hymn 332, You May Be Seated.
Save our nation's come, purge and suffer.
the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It is Advent. The color blue. The color often associated with the garments of the Virgin Mary. You see on the pyramid on the altar, there's a manger with a cross coming out of it. Because Advent is connected to even Palm Sunday, thus the lesson today. Because the king that came to a manger in Bethlehem is the one who also rode the donkey into Jerusalem. And is the one who's coming again in glory. And so in Advent, we begin a new church year. And we ask the question of all the ages, who is Jesus? There are many questions people ask. The most important question for everyone to answer is, who is Jesus? Now, the world gives many answers. Oh, he's a teacher. He's a guy. He is a life coach. He's some Jewish man and teacher. Oh, he was a visionary. He was inspirational. He was an inspirational speaker and a patriot and a revolutionary. But the Bible defines who he really is. Jesus is the incarnate Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary. He is the Son of God in human flesh. He is the Christ, the Son of God. That is who Jesus Christ is. You just confessed that in the Nicene Creed, that Jesus is God along with the Father and the Spirit. You also sang that in just about the oldest hymn in our hymnal. We just sang, Savior of the Nations, Come. That's from the Bishop Ambrose, who wrote this not long after the Nicene Creed. That hymn is almost as old as the Nicene Creed itself. 1,700 years old. That Jesus is God of God, but took on human flesh. And this is what Advent is about. Begin a new church year today. See, the church year begins today, not January 1st. And in this time of Advent, as we're preparing our hearts for Christmas, let's briefly look at this reality about Jesus. Jesus is the one who came in the past. He comes right now in the present. And he will come again in the future. He came in the past at Bethlehem and Jerusalem. He comes to us now through the means of grace. And he will come in glory as the judge and savior at the end of time. This is who Jesus is. Who is Jesus? He is the one who came the first time at Bethlehem and Jerusalem. You see, there's a connection with Advent and then his birth at Christmas at Bethlehem and his riding the donkey into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Jesus came in history to towns like Bethlehem and Jerusalem, to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives. Our Christian faith is about a Jesus, a real man who came in space and time and history to this world. Now you notice that Jesus gives directions to the two disciples to go into Jerusalem because he is fulfilling the prophecy of Zechariah chapter 9 written in 500 BC saying to the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, full of a beast of burden. Jesus is saying, I am that one foretold by Zechariah. So I want you to go into the village, find a female donkey with her colt, untie it and bring it to me. This is one on which no one had ever ridden. And if the bystanders say, what are you doing? You say, the Lord has need of it. And they will grant it. Jesus has recently raised Lazarus from the dead. Everybody knows who the Lord is. Oh, the one who just raised Lazarus from the dead. Yes, certainly he may have this donkey. He will send him at once. And they put cloaks on the donkey like a saddle. And then their cloaks and branches are like a royal carpet for Jesus to come into Jerusalem. What is the significance of his coming at Bethlehem in the manger? And at Jerusalem, on the donkey, Zion's king comes in holy humility to his people. He is the son of David, which is the name for the Messiah. And they cry out, Hosanna, Lord, save us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, which we're going to sing before we take communion today in the liturgy. Hosanna in Hebrew means, Lord, save us. Blessed is he who comes from heaven to us here on earth. Hosanna in the highest. You see, when we sing this, we're joining the angels in heaven and we who are here on earth. We are the choir that proclaims, Hosanna, blessed is he who's come from heaven to earth. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna here on earth. Hosanna, Lord, save us. You've come in the name of the Lord to save us. That's the Jesus who came the first time at Bethlehem and at Jerusalem. However, Jesus comes to us today, right now, in the Word and the Sacrament. What did Paul say in Romans? The time and the hour has come to wake up from spiritual sleep, for salvation is closer to us now than when we first believed. Waking up from spiritual sleep and lethargy. Many of you had an alarm clock or an alarm on your cell phone this morning to wake you up so you could come to church. You do the same thing during the week so you can go to work. It wakes you up and saying, it's time to go. It's time to get about your daily business. The Lord Jesus wants us to wake up from spiritual sleep, knowing that the salvation from hell and being brought into heaven is nearer to us than when we first believed. It's ironic that some people just figure that, well, later on in life I'll look into who God is. But not realizing that every day we live, we get one day closer to the day of our death or to the day when the Lord Jesus will return. We don't know when Christ will return. The Lord has set that date. But we know that every day we live, we get one step closer to that day. Therefore, we use our spiritual alarm clock and wake up from spiritual sleep. And know that in Christ we have light and life. That's really what Advent is all about. And in the means of grace, he continues to come to us. Now the reason why we need him to come to us in the means of grace, as Paul said, because of our old Adam, the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh, he said, stay away from the nighttime and the works of darkness, orgies, drunkenness, sexual immorality, sensuality, quarreling and jealousy. Those are the works of darkness, the words of the old Adam, the works of the old Adam. Instead, walking as new man, saint and holy, he says, put on the armor of light. Walk properly. Make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Walk as children of light. You know, Advent's all about light. There's candles everywhere during Advent. In the midst of a dark world, we have light. We put on the armor of light, which is the righteousness of Christ, the breastplate of his righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith. We put on this armor through the means of grace. So you see, it doesn't look like much is happening here on Sunday, but the Lord is coming to us in water and word in holy baptism, like this child this morning, and your own baptism. The Lord is coming to you, and he uses the pastor's voice to tell you this morning, I forgive you your sins. The word of the Lord is coming to you now while I preach to you, and when you're taught by your Sunday school teachers and your parents. And the word of God comes to you, Christ's body and blood and holy communion for the forgiveness of sins. Ordinary means of water, bread, and wine has an extraordinary effect, because through these things we are putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. Like a garment. It's getting cold now. Perhaps you put a jacket on before you came to church. You put the jacket on to keep you warm. We take the tattered rags of our sin and place them on Jesus, and Jesus places his royal robe upon us. The atoning sacrifice for our sin, we are declared holy in the blood of Christ. So when you get up in the morning as a baptized Christian, like you put your coat on, put the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ on you and walk as a child of the light. that is how he's coming to us now. He came in the past at Bethlehem and Jerusalem. He's coming to us through these means of grace. And thirdly, he will come again at the last day as judge and savior. In the gospel, it was Zechariah in 500 BC that proclaimed that Jesus would come upon the donkey as a king. It's Isaiah chapter 2, the Old Testament lesson, 700 BC, is describing the coming of Christ at the end of time. In that latter day, ever since Pentecost, we're in the last days waiting for Christ's return, the mountain of the Lord of hosts, Mount Zion, Mount Calvary, the cross, is lifted up high above all earthly mountains. And that Jesus who was crucified and risen from the dead, all the nations now flow to him. Many will come to the mountain of the Lord, returning to worship the Lord our God, Christ Jesus. Isaiah is foretelling the period in which we live now, and also when Christ will return in glory. The Lord will return upon the clouds, angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, with the trumpet call of God. All the nations will be gathered before him. He will judge the nations. No more wars. No more swords. He will have the sheep on the right and the goats on the left, and will bring us into the eternal kingdom of glory. That is the day we are awaiting. No one knows that day or hour, but he's coming again as judge and savior. So meanwhile, Isaiah says, you've been taught his ways, his paths, his law, his words. Let us walk, he says, in the light of the Lord. So my friends, it's Advent. We're about to sing Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Let's as Christians not skip Advent and go right to Christmas. All the football games yesterday, everybody's already celebrating Christmas, and we just started Advent. Christmas belongs to the church, not to the world. So let's not skip Advent and go over to Christmas immediately. Advent, the time of repentance, to focus on who is Jesus, how did he come, how does he come to not me now in the means of grace. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Rejoice as we now begin the season of Advent. Jesus came in the past, he's coming to us right now, and he will come again in glory on the last day. And as you confess the creed, we know the answer to the question, who is Jesus? He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, in the Virgin Mary, true God and true man. We know who Jesus is. Praise be to Christ forever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Stand to sing the offertory on page 192. As you leave, you may be seated for the offerings.
Church, we stand to pray. Stir up your power, O God, and rescue us from the dangers of this dark world, that we walk in the light of Christ during this Advent season, and learn the ways of peace. Lord, in your mercy, O God, you make us glad to enter into your presence in the good news of our Savior. Preserve your church against all her enemies. Lead us to walk in your paths, until Jesus returns in glory, and we welcome him with our glad hosannas. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church and all the work of this coming year. Bless Cody and Arlie Mock as they serve you in the Czech Republic. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of love, visit our homes, defend us from all dangers, clothe us with the armor of light. Be with us on our daily vocations and callings at home, at church, and in our community. And this week, bless Cindy Shem, Mike Gobble, Dennis Gorman Jr., Joe Newman, Nancy Brasowski, Eldon Juke, Dwayne Brasowski, and Jason Favors, Fern Stein, Ryan Lundmark, Kylie Rogers, Kara Ward, Marie Campbell, Tanya Faskol, Caroline Marshall, and all who celebrate their baptism and birthday, and Tyler and Miranda Wente as they celebrate their anniversary. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you give all power to temporal authorities to serve you. You give wisdom and godly insight to our president, governor, all who make and administer or judge our laws. Grant peace among the nations in the Ukraine, Palestine, Israel, and Syria, that swords may be beaten into plowshares and spears into pruning. Grant, Lord Jesus Christ, that you be with Daniel, Gabe, Mike, Alex, Calvin, and Eli as they serve in the military. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you for the rain this past week, and we thank you for our daily bread. And all blessings you give to us provide for our body and life. Watch over all those who provide for our daily bread as we give thanks to you. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, hear us on behalf of those in great need, those afflicted with physical and mental ills, those who are touched by grief. Be with Ember Ward, Betty Tinney, and Mike Knox, Lee Hagen, Johnny Eisenbrown, and Brian Maluski, Travis Faulkner, Larry Miller, and Olga Ansley, Cheryl Wade, Sally McNeil, Diane Ritter, Jay McConnell, Jonna Jupe, Charlie Messersmith, and Leland Rambo. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we implore you, enlighten and govern us by your Holy Spirit, that we will serve our righteous King and Savior, believe in him, and finally obtain eternal salvation through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Page 194, Service of the Sacrament.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, in calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Christ, which is given for you. Take it. The body of Christ, the body of Christ, the body of Christ.
Thank you.
everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Your body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, Christ, to preserve you with the true faith and to life everlasting. Amen. The Nunc Dimittis, we stand to sing.
Unto you, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give.